Friday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis Thompson. Don McLean. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
And Kenny. Hey, boy. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Oh, yeah. Doing great.
Everyone's good.
Yes. It's Friday.
It's Friday. I said it right the first time for you guys.
Yes. But, we noticed.
Yes.
Don't think we're not paying attention.
Okay. lots to celebrate today. Oh, actually, also, Jason is off today. Make sure to mention that as well. He's at Disneyland now.
Oh, yeah.
He was at Disney World, now at Disneyland. We are celebrating National Bobblehead Day.
Ooh.
Harlem Globetrotters Day.
Oh.
Oh, it's National Pass Gas Day.
Oh, my God.
All righty. National Tempura Day, Old Rock Day, and Orthodox Christmas Day.
Wow.
Lots to celebrate as we lift our glass.
Yeah.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
Or our mug.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Don?
Oh, my tea. My tea is great. Harlem Globetrotters Day. I haven't thought about them in a long time.
Curly O'Neill.
What'd you say?
Curly O'Neill.
Curly O'Neill. Let me pull you up higher there, Kenny.
He was one of them. Yeah, Curly.
Yeah, they are owned by the theme park I used to work at in Branson now.
Oh, still?
Really?
Yeah.
They are. Oh, fun fact.
So they come down to Silver Dollar City and do Harlem Globetrotter Days?
Do they still play the Washington Generals and kick their butt every single day?
I'm not sure. I've never been to one of the shows, but they do tricks
so
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
The stuff they can do, it's like, why aren't you in the NBA?
That's right.
But, you know, it's dribbling. There's other rules and stuff. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, tea's good?
Yeah, it's great.
How's your coffee, Kenny?
I'm drinking the Black Ice Blend. Troopers and MnDOT First Unit drivers already overwhelmed by the enormous amount of wrecks around the metro right now. And please, when you get in a wreck, and you will, I promise you, you're going to crash, you're going to spin out, you're going to end up in the ditch, you're going to end up parked the wrong way on the freeway, like westbound 94 at 280 right now. Stay in your car, keep the seat belt on, your life depends on it.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
How's that for some serious talk at 6:04 in the morning?
Hey, you have to.
It's real.
Because if you get out and you're walking around, it's dark out there.
There was footage. I had footage on my Twitter account yesterday from a Wyoming trooper who was out with a vehicle on the freeway and literally dodging vehicles on both sides of him.
Oh,
one blasting by sideways on the left and the other one on his right. You don't know which way to run. These guys, these troopers and these first unit drivers really put their lives on the line to help us out. So don't crash today, please.
I saw somebody. I was on 94 the last week, and I was going... 94, that's westbound, and, you know, getting off on that exit right by 280 there, and coming up over the hill, over the little, there's a bridge, you know what I'm talking about? Just right around that corner, two people on the left shoulder, examining a bumper, they're out of their cars, and they're, I'm like, there is nothing wrong with your car, you idiots, like, drive on.
Get up. You could
get
have
their license plate.
Yeah. Exit university. Exit.
Oh my God.
Get off the freeway. Don't stand. Sit there and wait.
The left.
The FBI, CSI, they're not going to show up and do
they're
a forensic investigation of your stupid little crash.
And your money grabbing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's legal to exchange and go.
Yep.
They call it exchange and go on the scanners, where you just exchange your insurance information, take a picture, get out of there. But it's best to do this off the freeway.
I think everyone should have their information printed on little cards and have them in their glove compartment, and you just rip it off and give it to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
That would be really
smart.
Smart.
But I'm really worried about what I'm looking at right now. Yeah. Oh, close. Another close call.
No.
It's westbound 94 in the curve over 280.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is facing. Oh, God, he just got hit. Hold on.
He did?
Yep.
He spun around.
Hold on. Let me get this.
Oh, my God, Kenny.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh. Yep.
Okay, so
right
if you are going westbound.
Westbound 94 at 280. This car was facing the wrong way in the left lane. He just got hit by another car.
When you say he got hit, you mean he wasn't out of his vehicle. The car got hit.
The his front. Vehicle got
okay.
hit.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. For me, too, going back home on 36, there was a car flipped around, and then the semi was right in front. You could tell it got clipped there. Luckily, they had both left the vehicles, but they just left them on the side.
Yeah.
But it is just so much. Speaking of tweets that I saw from a trooper, to keep your gas tank, if it's half full or empty, however you're looking at it, fill it up.
Yeah.
Because there's many people. Who have like 20 miles left, 30 miles left, and it's going to freeze up.
Yep. That was from Jesse Grabo yesterday, Sergeant Grabo. Yeah, that's really good advice. When you're at a half a tank, fill that thing up. Because you never know when you're going to end up parked on the side of the road and idling for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And when your car says you have 30 miles to go on your tank, there's a chance you might have 3 miles to go.
Yes, so true. And
tomorrow it'll be 29, so sometimes the pumps don't work when it's negative.
Well, it's negative 17 right now.
Boy, we are real.
Wow.
Yeah,
happy Friday, everybody. These are the realities, though, of what's going on, and you have to be very
I feel like the people that are careful are listening to us, though. We're preaching to the choir.
You're probably right. Yeah. Do you want to talk about your booster shot yesterday?
God, you guys, I feel terrible.
You know,
I'm not
trying
to discourage anybody from getting it, but I had a migraine for 5 days in a row since last Friday.
Yeah,
and so
I didn't know that, Dawn.
Yeah, I didn't tell them that when they asked, "Have you been feeling okay?" And I'm like, "Yep,
great."
Yeah, I didn't. I don't. Oh. I just don't like to talk about it anymore because it's just not going to make it better.
Yeah.
So anyway, wasn't easy to get up today, but you know, hey, if I sound a little down.
And there were kids there? Is that?
Oh, right.
I put it in the grid. Yeah, I'm
it's
like,
been
I see this
a
in the
long
grid.
Road since I wrote that. Oh, you're like, come on, tell us more.
I was like, what's the kids?
Oh, God. So, so there's lots of kids getting, you know, COVID shots and stuff. It is like, wow. I had my headphones in, listened to that podcast you recommended because...
Unread.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, yes.
But, oh my gosh, the kids are so scared. And some kids aren't scared. Like, you can tell they have parents that are like, this is no big deal. It's like a bee sting. If you tense up, it makes it worse. But then you got Charlie. Charlie was a kid who wasn't having any of it. And his grandpa took him, and he's like, now, Charlie, sit there, don't wiggle. And they were holding him down, and he was like, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? And they're like, no, we haven't even done it yet. And he's like,
he's
screaming like he's been,
yet.
And he goes, I don't like it when you hold me, it makes it hurt. And it's like, well, I don't think they're holding you that hard, Charlie. But he screamed like the top of his lungs, and he had not even been stuck yet. So that kind of got all the kids in line in a frenzy.
Yeah.
The littlest ones. Now, some of them, there was like a girl who was 8, and she just sat down, and they did it, and then she got up. And I was like, I wanted to give her a round of applause.
Look at that girl, guys.
Because they had 3 kids, and so then the older brother, who was about 10, went, and then they had like a 4-5-year-old.
Oh.
She didn't like it so much, but, you know. Her brother and sister are calmly talking to her. That's what I wish that some of these parents would realize, if you're calm, like maybe to a very soothing voice.
Yes.
You'd be like, it's going to be okay. But no, don't be like, Charlie!
Just sit there, Charlie!
I was like, God, you're making Charlie so upset.
Poor Charlie.
Just you're amping up everything for Charlie. Oh, boy. This one kid looked very resentful at his mom, too. Because you have to sit there after and wait 15 minutes.
Yep.
And she's like, they've got a sucker for you.
Oh,
and
good.
He slapped that sucker away, and he gave her such a poop face, like, I don't like you.
I'm going to need more than this, Mom.
I did like it because they had all of these signs up that kids, while they're waiting, can draw, and it's like, I got my COVID shot because, and then they draw a picture, and it says, to help my family, or to help others, and it's like, good job, health partners.
Hmm. Oh, well, so it gets better, Dawn. I hope
it will.
Yeah, it will. And luckily, it's Friday, so this weekend you can just lay low, hopefully, and just
with the dogs.
Oh, that's right.
It's dog sitting.
You start tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Oh, that will be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It will be good. Let's take a break. When we come back, I went to the Science Museum yesterday.
You did?
I'll tell you about that, and we have a Taco Bell announcement.
Oh.
It's pretty exciting. We'll do all that next.
Happy New Year from Hughes Dental. Here's the deal. If you're thinking about ringing in the new year with a beautiful new smile, call my friend, Dr. Amy Hughes. She is a 5-star rated dentist.
And she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Listen to what Deb says about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. After my dentist of several years retired, I went on a thorough search for a new doctor. After several unsatisfactory experiences, I found Dr. Amy Hughes. I've been seeing her and Jackie for over a year and a half through major dental procedures, including implants, extractions, and crowns. I'm so fortunate to have found them. They are professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and timely. I'm so pleased with my dental work and highly recommend them.
I jumped on the Google too, and here's what RJ said. My veneers look and feel perfect. I chose Dr. Hughes because of her excellent cosmetic dentistry credentials, real patient case examples, and the incredible office and staff. The results were amazing, and I get compliments at least weekly.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, HughesDental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. And be sure to let the team know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
Dinosaurs yesterday at the Science Museum of Minnesota. I'll tell you about that. And also, we have taco lovers news. Yep. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny with you this morning. Jason is off today. Yeah, we went to the Science Museum because yesterday was Three Kings Day and Epiphany. And so my husband, you know, for us at least, Santa came. For him, the three wise men came.
Okay.
On January 6th. And he'd leave grass out for the camels and fun day with his family. Lots of food. And there's parades in Puerto Rico and a whole bunch of things.
I need to plan on going to Puerto Rico on January 6th next year.
Yeah, they celebrate. And I think his mom leaves the decorations up until January 13th, I think.
I love this.
Something like that.
I want to leave them up until, like, I would leave my Christmas tree up if I had my own say until, like, maybe February 14th.
Yeah. Right, till the next big holiday, I guess. Yeah. And is that, you know, depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
What kind of holiday that is. But, yeah. I feel the same way. My wreath stays up until the snow's gone. Well, that could be April.
That's just flat out laziness.
Kenny,
I was raised in the church. I was raised in the church like you guys, and I had never heard of that until yesterday.
Oh, really?
That's really cool. Yeah. That's really cool. That's very interesting. There's so many different ways to celebrate the holiday, and I used to be an old crusty. It's Merry Christmas, and that's that. But then you start studying it, and you look into it, and you see so many different religions and even different versions of Christianity celebrate differently, and it's really fascinating.
Yeah,
and you get more presents.
That's what we're talking
it's
about.
It's so
here.
True. I was like, I've been playing this whole day. He's like, we're gonna have a fun day. We picked him up early from daycare.
Zen has no idea how lucky he is.
You picked him up early from daycare.
He is. Yeah. He will. I already getting that sense. He was like, I get to open a present again. What? It was a great day. We picked him up early from daycare and then went to the Science Museum. We got there around 3. And we were the only ones in the exhibit. I was ready, if it was really crowded, to just kind of turn around and go back home. But we were the only ones there, and it was perfect because he loves dinosaurs, so he was very loud. Lots of different noises coming out of him. Dino stomping, he's doing that at daycare, and so he just had the best time. And then we had some food, and then he got to open gifts, and I'm thinking,
wow.
Whoa! Because he's always told me, I celebrate Three Kings Day, but
and you never got the hint. You didn't give him any gifts or take him to the Science Museum.
Way to go, Lex.
Nope.
Jeez.
You're like, oh, good for you. Anyway.
No.
Now you have a child, and now you know what a big deal it was.
That never dawned on me, not even an iota. Yeah, you're right, Dawn. Wow. Now he's starting to get things. So it's like, well, I want to, the baby, I want to, you know, start my traditions. And so.
Yeah.
So it was really a fun time. The Science Museum right now, they have the Ultimate Dinosaurs. If your kid's into dinosaurs, or you are, it's a great temporary exhibit. It goes through April.
Okay.
So it's really fun to see and how they make the molds and the bones and what they're missing and just the story behind everything. It's just incredible. They also have some really, Sportsology is another exhibit right now.
Von Hill was pretty happy about that, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
What's that about? What is that?
So you can see how, so they have the basketballs at different heights, and you can jump up to see how high can you jump 8 feet, 9 feet, you know?
Oh, sure.
You can also race Minnesota athletes or a T-Rex.
Nope.
And they'll start it on the screen and you run next to them.
Oh my gosh, that's so
it's
cool.
Really fun, and
it would be better if it was chasing you.
Yeah.
Then you'll get your true speed.
That's true. Yeah, they're just so fast. And you just like whip by and you're like, well, okay, well, that was fun. But yeah, it was really fun to see the different things. And then kids can really play. And
especially since you guys are kind of there alone.
Yeah.
What a great time. If he starts crying or something, you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, you can tantrum right there. No one's watching. Good job.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't that kind of day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably so excited. Was he really shocked to be pulled out of school? Because you can't, like, did you tell him we're going to come early? But, like, for that brain, that little brain, they don't really register that.
He didn't quite get it until I showed up.
Uh-huh.
And they had just served a snack.
Uh-oh.
And I kind of peeked into the room. You know, there's like glass by the doors. And I was, oh, they're having a snack. So I kind of dipped back real quick. Just hopefully he didn't see me. He saw me. He picked up his little snack and ran to the door.
Did he? That's the best feeling in the world.
It is, because the last time he started cleaning up and throwing toys at me, so.
Oh my god. You mean when you came to get him?
Yes.
He didn't want to leave.
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, that's good too.
Yeah.
That means you know he's happy, and of course you know, because you're watching on your phone. You're watching him all the time.
You're outing me here.
Yesterday, Kenny, we were sitting there working after the show and putting up a podcast and stuff like that. And I noticed that she had her phone, and there was like, at first I just thought it was a picture she had set up, but then there it was like little children moving. And I go, are you watching Zen? And she's like, yep, there he is right there. And so then I picked it up and I was watching him. I'm like, oh, he just turned around. Can he hear us?
Lex, you got to let it. You got to give him.
Multitasking.
I mean, at some point, you're going to just let him go.
Uh-oh.
No.
She'll be watching him when he's 25.
That's what I'm worried about.
No one else can love him but me. Love me, kid. I know. He'll be 40 and I'll be like, what you doing? Don't do that. Oh, man. Well, let's talk some food next.
Okay.
Got a subscription to tell you about. See if you guys are interested.
Ooh.
Next. Have either of you ever heard of a bachelor's completion program? I just learned St. Mary's University of Minnesota has this program.
Yes, isn't that a program where you can complete your bachelor's degree? You know, if you always meant to finish your degree, and then, of course, life happened.
I did hear that. St. Mary's knows that by completing your bachelor's degree, you're closer to reaching your career goals. They have a program designed to complete your degree in just 1 year. Flexible schedules that work for you.
Right, Dawn. St. Mary's knows that balancing your current job, family, and then trying to add in school can be an overwhelming thought. So they have class schedules created to allow you to finish your degree without sacrificing your peace of mind.
I love that. I've heard great things about St. Mary's. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are supportive and will help you succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Lovers, because we've got something real fun to tell you about next. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny. Jason is off today. We're all taco lovers here on the show, right?
Yeah.
How about a Taco Lover's Pass from Taco Bell?
Oh.
What's that involve?
Oh, Kitty, yeah.
Oh, you are louder now. Great. You're
messing with levels. Is that like I pay $20 and I get all the car washes I want for free for a month? Tell me it's like that. Every time I drive by, I can get a
really?
Taco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, kidding. It's not every day, multiple times a day. It's one a day for 30 days in a row, $10 a month.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they tested this out in Tucson, Arizona, and their rewards program, because that's the ultimate goal, right? That's what they want. They want people to sign up. They want those email addresses. That program went up by 20%. And so now they've launched it, so you can be part of the Taco
$10.
Yeah. $10 a month. You could start today or yesterday, actually, buying it. So you get to be in their rewards program. And then part of the app, when you do that, it opens up a special folder in there, I guess.
Yeah.
And so you can decide soft taco, spicy potato soft taco.
No, potatoes should not be in the Taco Bell menu.
Thank you.
God, it's just filler. It's the cheapest thing to put in there. It's gross.
Right.
She's really feel Dawn. Oh, you too, Kenny.
Yeah.
Crunchy tacos or Dorito tacos.
Oh, is that walking taco in a bag nonsense?
No.
All my redneck friends eat that at the dirt track races.
Oh, my God.
Walk around with a...
Those are good at
the
fair, too.
With a bag of Dorito with a whole bunch of taco crap in it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I saw that at Costco, too. They were selling a big box of that. I mean, it's just the way the bag is shaped, I guess. But it's Doritos. It's the... it's just the shell is like a big Dorito.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the crunchy taco, is that just a hard shell?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yep, and you can decide whether you want beef or chicken or
beef.
Others, yeah.
Yeah, alternate, every day.
Oh, see, and you can
do
that.
They don't have fish tacos, do they? Have you ever tried a fish taco?
Not from Taco Bell.
I do like fish tacos, though.
Yeah,
me too.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, what do you think was the most, at least in their test in Tucson, Arizona, what was their most redeemed taco?
It better not be that potato taco.
God, that's not a taco.
I wish it was, but it's not.
What about a chicken soft taco?
It was the Doritos Locos taco.
Oh, what am I talking about?
Supreme.
Of course. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can get Supremes?
Yeah, I guess you could Supreme it up.
Now, do you have to pay extra for that?
No.
Oh, my God.
So,
it's 33 cents. Really?
Yeah,
really?
I guess when you're breaking it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So you can get a free taco. And of course, the goal is not only to get them to sign up for their loyalty program, but they're going, hey.
You're
going to
buy something else.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Eat just one taco? Probably not.
No. It's usually three, isn't it?
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Right.
So that's
a refreshing soft drink.
Yes, yeah, you want to value pack that or value meal it?
Refreshing? Oh, you didn't have to add that. Refreshing soft
drink. It's crisp.
And
it's a crisp flavor, right?
And to say soft drink, this is something MC says just at home. He's like, do you want a soft drink? Because he knows he loves to say soft drink. He'll say it at the counter to people. Like most people say, I'll take a large soda or Pepsi or whatever.
Dawn,
he'll go,
would you
what
care
flavor
for a...
of soft drinks do you have?
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, I got to get away from him right now.
You could get a Baja Blast.
Miss McClain, would you like a cola?
For a soft drink. That's fine. It's just
what
soft
did you say
drink.
In Missouri? Pop?
Soda.
Soda. It was soda.
I don't know if that's it. Because my parents are Californian, though. What are your parents?
Growing up was, moved all over the place. But my dad grew up in Burnsville. My mom in San Diego.
Oh, what's your mom say?
But they both always said, what kind of Coke do you want?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a...
Even when it's orange pop?
If it was orange pop, even if it was a root beer.
A lot of people say that in the South, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what kind of Coke do you want?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want a Sprite. Or whatever.
I say soda pop.
Soda. Oh, you say both, huh?
Yeah. Get them both. Irritate both sides of the fence.
And then, of course, it's soda on the East Coast, so that's what we ended up doing.
Soda is on the East Coast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why do I say it then? I've never.
No, that's
really?
What I wonder. West Coast, too. Well, gosh.
What about pop? That's got to be Southern.
Pop is Midwest.
Soda, you guys, we don't know what we're talking about. Please tweet us and tell us if you know this, which I'm sure somebody does.
Oh, someone for sure. But soda pop is a Midwestern thing.
Okay.
Michelle Sassy Mess on Twitter just anticipated my next question, and she answered, I was going to ask you what you get for a side when you go to Taco Bell. And she said a potato olays, like a cup of potato olays.
Oh, God.
Oh, those are good.
Are they?
I know
you're... Dawn?
It's like just what? Potato wedges?
Yeah, and they have this seasoning on it.
They kind of look like a poor man's tater tot. They look okay, Dawn. Yeah, I don't want to make you mad, but I'm getting hungry.
You put that in a taco?
You don't need sides like potato olays. You just get another taco.
You just get it.
Like, you know what I mean? Because they're all the same price. It's so cheap.
No, that you put is, that's a pro right there.
You put the potato in the taco, Dawn.
Oh, God, no. It's not a taco anymore. It's some gross thing that your grandma threw together from leftovers.
Instead of three tacos and potato olays, just get four tacos.
Yes, of course. Or a bean burrito. That's a dollar.
Yeah, they're still a dollar. I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah, the dollar menu. Come on now. You can't go wrong with that. You feel like you're getting so much.
Then find the nearest gym or exercise workout joint, pull into the parking lot,
and eat it there. Because you got to look forward in life and go, I'll go in there tomorrow.
One day. Or you just order a 10-pack, right?
Yeah.
It comes in a nice box, too.
Wow. Yeah. You're really selling this on this. Are you getting side money from Taco
Bell? I'm getting hungry. Wow. No, but I might
do this. You guys ever
eat
tacos at home?
Not really.
You mean, not in the car?
No, I mean,
like,
do you
make your own.
Fix your own tacos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went
more
to
of a quesadilla maker at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I went to bed early yesterday, like 5 o'clock. Got up at midnight, and there's freshly cooked taco meat in the refrigerator.
Just suddenly think that just magically appeared.
I don't know where it came from, but there it was.
It's the meat fairy.
Yeah, the meat fairy just fried.
But there wasn't any shredded cheese. There wasn't any cut up tomatoes. No shredded lettuce.
So what happened?
Did you just eat that meat by itself?
Well, first I had a couple spoonfuls of it cold just to check and make sure it was okay.
That's what
I do. Don't do that.
Cold hamburger meat. It's cooked.
I had to check and see if it was okay. It was okay, so I microwaved a bunch up.
There you go.
Slapped some on some toast with a couple slices of cheese, and I had myself a taco sandwich.
What? God. Yeah. The deaths of the country just keep coming out.
Yeah.
Just...
And then, of course, that spills everywhere, so I used potato chips to scoop it up.
Oh, of course.
Then I went back to bed.
That's a championship.
So did you sleep all night? Because you slept from 5 to midnight.
Yeah, and then I went back to bed and slept till 4.
Wow, that's great that you can do that. I would be up all night. If I slept from 5 p.m. to midnight, Lex, you too.
Oh, same.
I'd be like, I have to do crafts.
Just keep rolling through. Let's hook and knit.
As soon as I woke up, I've been burping taco meat all night.
Oh, my God.
This is the best.
Sandwich become a sloppy joke. I've never heard of a taco sandwich.
That's because he just made it
up. Feels so weird.
Oh, gosh.
It was good. Try it.
Wait a minute.
Don't be a hater.
Sounds great.
So you put a piece of bread, white bread.
It's this toasting bread. I've talked about it before.
Oh, with the blue writing, with the
English muffin toasted bread.
Good, Kenny.
Okay. So I was high styling.
Oh my God! You got your glue with the cheese on each side, right?
Yeah.
So you put two pieces of bread. It wasn't just an open faced sandwich.
No. It was a sandwich, Dawn.
Wow. So two pieces of cheese.
Yeah, and you know what else has appeared in my house?
Sorry to ask so many questions, but...
Yeah, two pieces of cheese.
Try to get this visual here.
And it's government cheese. It's not the good cheese. It's that big brick
Velveeta?
Of government cheese.
Yeah. Sticky.
No, it's the sliced government cheese.
American
it's a
cheese.
Big,
I gotcha.
Big brick.
Yeah.
But what else has appeared in my house is this bag of Reese's peanut butter cups that are really tiny and not wrapped. So you can throw them into your mouth like M&Ms.
Those are good.
Yeah, and that was dessert.
They're little.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he's right. There's no, like, wrapper around it.
God, that's so annoying, isn't it, to unwrap that thing?
Yeah.
It is.
I just want to eat this.
Yeah.
Why the wrapper? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes it fancy.
Yeah, it keeps its,
I don't need
its little
fancy.
Its little cupcake little shape there.
Plus, yeah. They're probably worried that in the shipping process they would get all smushed since there's the creamy center.
That soft, creamy, delicious center.
She said it. She said it.
Yes! No! We win!
And you know what else appeared in the fridge? And as soon as this dumb show is over, I'm going to go home and eat half of it.
What's that?
An apple pie.
Oh, my gosh. What was she doing?
I have no idea.
Homemade?
He was like, he's asleep.
No,
thank God.
No, not homemade. It's in a box.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're coming over, Kenny. We don't know where you live, but we'll just go towards the area we think you live in and then just start
shouting. We get the hardware store and then we'll follow you home.
Yeah.
That's not weird at all. Oh, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Girl Scouts are honoring Betty White and Jessica Simpson and her brand control. We'll do that next. Yeah. Me. Am I too old to be a Girl Scout? You think a troop would
to
take
start
me?
Now?
Can't you be a troop leader?
No, I want to be a Girl Scout because I want this patch.
Oh, gosh, okay. What's the patch?
Yeah, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis, Dawn, Kenny with you this morning. Jason's off. Yeah, the Girl Scouts of Jersey Shore, they're honoring Betty White.
Oh.
And all troops across the country are invited to participate. It's a self-guided Amazing Woman of the Month program. Now, they actually picked her before she died. And then they got like 1,300 sign-ups, but now it's definitely more than 2,000, almost 3,000 who have signed up. And basically, it's this self-guided little program that you go through about how great Betty White was.
So they pick a different woman every month. Like
they do.
Harriet Tubman.
Yes, yeah. Eleanor Roosevelt has been honored. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Shirley Chisholm, and so anyway, you go on this Zoom thing. They talk about how great she was, and then you get this patch. It's $10.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
Oh, so you have to pay for the patch.
Yeah, basically that's what you're doing.
Okay. Betty White patch. Just can't you DIY one?
Well, I think the other Girl Scouts would know that you DIY'd it, unless Alexis is your mom.
Yeah, no, it still would look hand DIY there. It would definitely, if I'm hand embroidering that, it looks really cool.
Okay, that's cool.
I guess
I like
we could
that they're
print
doing
it
this.
On fabric. What else could we do? Maybe we will make our own Betty White patches. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Instead of becoming a Girl Scout, because, yeah, I mean, who would, you know.
Who would take you?
Who would take me?
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure a group out here in the Twin Cities would take you if they heard this.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. And yeah. You could go in and you could just be a guest.
Looks
and come
bucks.
In and teach them how to hook.
Yeah.
You know, crochet.
Happily do that. Or maybe I can convince my niece to just sign up for a day.
Oh, for a day?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll get on that Zoom and remember Betty White. No problem. Give me that patch.
Oh, my
Give
God.
Give me that
you
patch.
You just want the patch.
Basically, yeah. I mean, well, you know.
Just throw out an offer. I mean, somebody will sell you one.
Probably. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's a really cool way to honor her.
You seem like you'd be a really cool, fun leader.
Yeah, you would. Oh, my gosh.
For Girl Scouts or Brownies or whatever. Why don't you get involved?
Who's a Brownie?
Stop sitting around thinking about yourself, doing your own thing. Get out there and help.
Be a leader.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a bad idea. My brother, he does the Boy Scouts for his boys.
Aww.
And they have a great time. They're doing those paracord bracelets.
Yes. Oh.
That's
those
a
are
big
great
deal right now.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have in your bug out bag.
Oh, yeah, it's very strong cord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson, she's got 100% brand control.
She does now. So I don't know if you guys knew how many products or know how many products that Jessica Simpson has.
It's made her a billionaire.
From working at Gordman's, I can tell you, it's a lot. I worked in accessories, and she has a whole line of purses, scarves,
clothing, shoes.
I mean, everything. And you just realize, wow, these are really cute. clothes, and I have a lot of Jessica Simpson clothes.
She's become a billionaire, not from her music, but from that.
Yes.
Explain to me what happened, because I saw this news recently that she somehow reacquired a company, but I don't understand what led to any of this.
So, in the first place, she started the company a long time ago with her mother, and, you know, when someone approaches you and you're just a fledgling person that cannot create an entire brand, you put your name on things, and then they have more of the profit than you. But you do, they were getting 37.5%.
Okay.
So as she got more success, they really wanted full control of the brand and wanted to buy it. So it came to pass that this brand group, it had been sold from Camuto Group in 2015. If you ever get like stuff that says Vince Camuto on it, that's another sort of same price range brand. Or if you see that at Marshall's, I believe this is the same company.
Oh.
So they had owned the company, the majority of the stake. And so her mother, Jessica, and her mother owned the minority stake of 37.5%. Then Camuto Group sold it to Sequential Brands Group Incorporated, and it started to go downhill. It started to, like, they didn't like what they were doing. They were, you know, trying to work things out with them. But then the reason why is because they were like, let us buy the brand from you. We'll do whatever we can. We'll mortgage our homes. We will do anything to, because they didn't want her name on things that were falling apart, essentially.
Sure. Right.
Because they started using cheaper products. So they found out that the company that owned most of the brand was having financial hardship, and eventually they, in August of 2021, the company Sequential Brands Group filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, so it gave them the ability to buy 100% of the brand, which is what they have now.
Awesome.
And so this is really good. You know, I had no idea the whole time I worked at Gordman's that she didn't own the majority of the brand. You know, you just assume like, oh, I want to support her. Yeah, I'll buy this purse or I'll buy these pants. You know, it's Jessica Simpson. I like her. She deserves good things in her life.
Yeah.
We want her to be rich. Whatever.
But if you don't... Good clothes and fashionable,
really,
and stylish stuff. Yeah,
for sure. So anyway, now it's all going to Jessica Simpson and her mom, Tina. So you'll feel better. Now you know. You probably bought stuff before and didn't know she didn't own most of it. So, you know, this is kind of something, it's similar to the Taylor Swift thing where it's like you don't own your own music and people don't know that, you know, and then it gets sold between this person and this person. So, yeah, kind of exciting, I'm sure. I mean, she's just so excited for the next phase because she's been in business for 16 years.
Expand that empire.
And now she gets to do everything herself and have a team underneath her. And it's everything will be approved by her. They own all the profits. Yes.
Ooh, go Jessica Simpson. Yeah.
Unless she makes long underwear, warm socks.
She does. I'm out. She makes everything.
She's got you. She might actually... She doesn't have any guy wear right now.
I don't think so, but she might, because I know she just got into shoes.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. Yep.
Kenny and a Jessica Simpson.
Somebody actually.
Onesie.
A onesie. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Tracksuit.
But somebody did give me, accidentally gave me a pair of women's long underwear, and I had to cut my own vent.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah.
All right. So you just
front
cut the
and
butt.
Back?
No, not the butt. The front.
The front.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You had to cut one out. So it's just a rough,
like, vertical line.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
It sometimes slips out.
Oh, my God. You should have cut the hole smaller. I can't believe it. So it's just a rough edge?
Yeah. Well, I took my pocket knife and just cut it. I didn't open it.
God, I mean, is it that hard to pull the band down?
Because you're wearing, like, you know, I've
got
four layers on.
Oh, that's right. That's
you know,
the
you're
first,
reaching
first
in
second.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have like a zip down type of
coveralls?
Coveralls. That's what I'm talking about.
And then a pair of pants on. Fleece-lined pants. And yeah, by the time you get in there, you're at the emergency state, you know.
And it's cold.
Gotta go.
Yeah, which means, you know, shrinkage.
Right.
Well,
I'm glad fear that the you cold. Created your own event, as you called it.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a chicken's butt.
Another reason to have a pocket knife all the time.
There you go.
Yeah. Make sure you check out Listener Rewards for the month of January. New year, new prizes. You can win cash, gift cards, MyTalk gear, and more. Everything up for grabs. Just download that app, tap that app, tell your friends, or go to mytalk1071.com. When we come back, sad news from Hollywood. Just an icon has died, and we'll remember him next.